Beverages. TIBCO turns to nanotechnology. Nanotechnology, associated mainly with apparel and cosmetics, has found a new application in herbal drinks developed by a subsidiary of the fruit juice producer TIBCO Foods, Thailand. Anan Chaikitwatana, TIBCO Biotech's project manager for research and development, believes nanotechnology in food products is the coming wave. The TIBCO Foods subsidiary is now using it to develop herbal beverage shots that taste good and have export potential. Nanofoods are foods that have been altered at the molecular level by nanotechnology to enhance certain properties. For example, by hiding water inside oil droplets, taste can be enhanced, making diet foods seem like a full-calorie product. Beverage shots with botanical extracts currently under development by TIBCO Biotech consist of substances extracted from four plants: curcuma, mangosteen, chili, and roselle. They are in shots because we want a large concentration of herbs to maximize their benefits. Also, small particles make absorption more effective, said Anan Chaikitwatana, TIBCO Biotech's project manager for research and development. Herbal beverage shots usually have problems, such as bad taste and unstable color. I think nanotechnology is necessary for the herbal industry to solve these issues. Functional food makes up around 5-10% of TIBCO's total products, but is set to increase in the future. The 13.94 million baht project is the first nanofood venture to be supported by the government's National Innovation Agency, or NIA, which has contributed to the development of pilot machinery for the production of nanoparticles. The current phase is expected to be finished by the third quarter, and the company will export the shots to ASEAN to exploit the 600 million consumer market as the ASEAN Economic Community takes shape in 2015. NIA Director Supachai Lolohokan said the trend in Thailand was to utilize nanotechnology to merge the food and medicine industries. It's unavoidable that meals will someday be like taking medicine, he said. People aged 60 to 90 now have higher purchasing power and will be a target group in Thailand for the shots, said Dr. Supachai. Clean and green industries are the NIA's two long-term strategies. By clean industry, we're talking not only about clean energy, but also a safety process that avoids contamination, he said. The drive will include food safety total solution businesses, under which Thailand would certify safety procedures, much like ISO designations. Dr. Supachai believes Thailand has a bright future in the nanofood industry, but must develop nutraceutical foods with food and medical sectors involved, and this requires nanotechnology.